I want to talk about the new album, but I want to start off by talking about the title track. It really kicks off the tune for what you're going to be doing throughout the next, you know, 10 to 12 songs.
So you want to be an outlaw, but take it from me. Slipping on the highway ain't everything supposed to be. Everybody reckons that they want to be free. Ain't nobody wants to be alone. Stumbling in the...
My records are kind of mini concept records always. There's always some thread that runs through them. And then I originally wrote a song called If Mama Could Have Seen Me, which is on the album for Nashville for the TV series, because T-Bone Burnett asked me for a song. And I wrote it and I sent it to him and they used it on the show. And then I kind of put it up, forgot about it. And then the second season of Nashville, Buddy Miller's the music director and he's a friend. He calls me and asks me for a song. So I wrote Looking for a Woman and they didn't use it, but you know, I put the song up. I thought it was a good song. But I kind of forgot about them. Went on in the middle of the Colvin and Earl tour. I realized, oh, I got to start writing songs for another record like I always do. And I got those two songs out and looked at them and said, oh, there's some kind of thread that runs through this. And I realized what it was. I've been listening to a Waylon Jennings record called Honky Tonk Heroes a lot, which I listen to about every 4 or 5 years. And I was just in a Honky Tonk Heroes period. And I'm a better guitar player than I was when I made records like Guitar Town. So I'm not scared of Fender Telecasters anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's a country record, but it's a very electric country record. I'm really proud of it. I think it's a good batch of songs, and I've got the best band I've ever had, and we had a blast making it, and that's the band that we will put on stage here tonight.
Well, before we got started, you mentioned that you've sort of been on the circuit. You're going here, there, everywhere, and a short amount of time. But I've read that you were trying to sort of emulate or embody a little bit of that Waylon spirit, which is something you've done in the past. Like you said, they're all a little bit of a concept.
Well, it's all a little
album.
Bit, but I mean, I think I sort of unapologetically, you know, kind of surrendered to channeling Waylon Jennings as much as I could on this record, because you know it's going to get compared to that. That's what those songs kind of sound like. It turns out that just sort of, I've been listening to Honky Tonk Heroes and it seeped in there, and I just said, well, then maybe that's what this record's supposed to sound like, so I just wrote the rest of it like that too.
Well, you know, I want to go back to something you said a little earlier. You said this might be an archaic country album, and I hate to always like try to get someone to bash on something else because music is always evolving, but I wouldn't say this is what today's country sounds like.
Well, it's not, but I'm not gonna bash on it. I mean, I think people misunderstand a little bit. I made a remark that a lot of what was on country radio sounds like hip hop for people that are afraid of black people, but that's not so much about, I'm not opposed to arriving. I made a record where I made kind of a folk record, arrived at it by hip hop rules. It's called Washington Square Serenade. Mm-hmm. And that stuff excites me. It's just, I guess a lot of what's going on, I like a little guilt. I'm old fashioned. I like a little guilt in my drinking songs when it gets right down to it. Maybe I'm getting old. I've been sober too long. I'm no fun. You know, when it gets right down to it, I still write songs about getting your heart broken stuff.
We'll end on one last question, and maybe because you said you're a little bit old fashioned, you don't have to have fun. The song you referenced earlier, Mama Would Have Cried, it really is a fun song for something that's happening.
I
with
have
some,
plenty of fun.
With
I was
some
kidding.
Sad stuff.
I have a lot of fun. I just don't get high. So, you know, it's. One of the tricks to this job is to make it palatable, you know, to make, you know, pain, you know, the job's about empathy. People don't really care about the bad stuff that happens to you. They care about the bad stuff that happens to you that they can relate to, you know. So everybody gets their heart broken. Everybody misses their kids, you know. So that's what the trick is. The trick is, you know, if you're going on and on about something that happened to you that's never happened to anybody else in the world, you're probably not going to find an audience for that, you know. It's like the stuff that happens to everybody every day, that stuff works. And the more universal it is, the bigger the audience.
From one San Antonio boy to another, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Steve.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.